I'm a Markheim, a sort of angel, but not the sort with wings and a harp and a halo. Markheims are the black ops. We do things other angels can't or won't. Me, I'm a talker, subarchy, reverse curse. Upstairs pulled me out of retirement for a mission down in this soggy town. But when it was done, I didn't go back. I had questions. And the answers weren't up above in the fix. Now I'm walking neutral, half fallen, in what we angels call the show. But I gotta watch my back, because things can always get uglier.
Previously on Markheim.
Can you watch Black Francis for me again? For a few days? Maybe a week?
Why?
I'm going home.
You can't go back home.
Why?
You know why.
My hand, it won't stop burning. I gotta get some relief. The nurse at the clinic said there ain't nothing wrong with me, but...
Wrong? Me, you've been blessed.
Blessed? How you figure?
You got a dose of the holy fire in that hand. So long as it stays attached, you ain't never gonna die. Get rid of the ticket. Throw it in the sound.
It sank.
Good. Now get back up to the fix.
I'll go. I never seen anything like this water. Look how the moon plays in it. Light, shadow, light, shadow. There's nothing like that in the fix.
Nope.
Can't I stay and watch it? Just for a while.
You're pushing it. This is Sam's town. I can't protect you. I'm walking neutral.
Will you stay with me?
Sorry, cherub. Two angels together in the show. It's a liability.
And now episode 5 of Markheim by Paul Mullen.
But what did you just throw in the fountain?
A penny.
Why?
For a wish.
A wish?
Yeah, you gotta wish for things.
You do?
Don't you?
I don't think I ever wished for anything, Liv.
Well, then you gotta try it. Here, Mark. I think I have another penny. Yeah, there. Toss it in and make a wish. It can be anything. It doesn't have to be important.
Okay. I wish I'd never...
Stop.
What?
You can't wish something done undone.
You can't?
No.
Okay. Then I wish I could figure out this clock.
Stop.
What?
You can't say it out loud. It won't come true.
Oh?
Markheim.
Liv?
Markheim!
Who's there?
What's wrong with him?
It's almost like you're sleeping.
What, like the meat do?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Liv?
Right, touch him up.
Right.
On your feet, Markheim.
Feet?
Markheim, you are in the presence of His Ascendancy, the Archangel Regel.
What the fuck?
Touch.
Right.
On your feet and show the Septarch of all celestial dominations the proper respect.
Of course. Apologies, Sar Regel. Blessings be upon you.
You may dispense with the formalities. There's simply no time. Our business is urgent, and this moisture is most repellent. You were visited by a cherub several earth turns ago.
That's right. I sent him back up to the fix.
Huh?
Sorry. The COG.
Well, he didn't make it back to the City of God, did he?
What?
Seattle powers say the cherub was assaulted and abducted by a choker demon. Or as you might say, the chub got smoked down to the crisp.
Shit. I'd left the chub at the water. He wanted to watch it for a while before heading back.
Cherubs are strictly administrative, cloud side only.
You would have been ripe for the slaughter unprotected down here.
I couldn't stay. Two angels together in the show would have been a provocation.
A provocation to whom?
Whom else? Sam.
Why would you need fear the Satan? Are you not under the direct auspices of the Septarchy?
No. I'm done. Walking neutral.
Neutral?
Yeah.
Neutral?
Yeah. I cut a deal with Sam.
Ah. So because you cut a deal with the eternal adversary of holiness, you felt obliged to leave your celestial colleague utterly defenseless.
I warned him.
So you knew what would happen to him.
I knew what could happen to him if he lingered.
He's working for Sam and set the chub up.
I don't work for Sam. Take my word for it. Angels can't lie.
fallen angels can.
Do I look fallen?
Touch.
Right.
Ah!
That's enough, Markheim. If you intend to prove your innocence, you need to come back to the COG.
No thanks. I'm through with the fix. I'm walking neutral. It's my understanding that this is my prerogative.
Of course. No one can force you to return, nor would wish to. We're not demons, after all. What is so entertaining for you down here, Markheim?
Nothing. But I got some questions I'm looking to answer.
What sort of questions?
The clockwork my mission fit. As far as I can tell, it dead ends. That alone is curious.
Yes, indeed, curious. Nevertheless, if you are walking neutral, and I take you at your word, then I worry for your safety. Samael never breaks his bond, it's true. But he has a very nasty habit of making his deals much more unpleasant than the second parties expect.
I'll take my chances.
Well, I choose not to take chances. Therefore, I am leaving you these three dominations for protection.
What? If two angels in the show was a provocation, what do you think four is going to be? What's your game?
Keep him in sight at all times.
Right.
I wager Brother Samael will be less tempted to pest you with them around.
I can't be responsible for three cloud-foggy doms.
He's got a lot of nerve.
We're stuck watching your ass.
Goodbye, Mark. I'm heaven's blessing upon you.
And also with you, Sarigel.
Yes.
And so the Archangel left me with three guards. Not a big fan of company, even less of dominations. Fierce, but no street sense. Fix cops. Still, next morning I decided to make the most of my posse.
Who's what?
Our work!
Whose city?
Our city!
Whose world?
Our world!
I want my dog back, Stank.
Fuck you, Mark.
Liv gave Black Francis to me to take care of.
And you killed her.
Liv's in Oregon, Stank. Everybody who actually lives on the street knows it.
Fuck you. And who are these three ugly goons with you? More angels?
That's right. They're my crew. Follow me everywhere.
Three bitches ain't gonna keep you safe, Markheim. No matter how ugly they are, everybody's gotta sleep.
Not angels. Where's Didge?
Like you don't know.
I don't know.
In the hospital, asshole. He cut off his hand. He says it was your idea.
Shit.
The EMTs came quick enough to save it. Docs at Harborview sewed it back on.
Shit. Did he say if it still burns?
You fucking kidding me? Why should I tell you shit?
Did he say or not?
He says it doesn't bother him anymore.
Oh, boy. Okay. Tell him I'll come see him soon.
You go anywhere near him, I'll kill you.
Good luck with that, Stank.
Things can always get uglier. Right, Marky?
Remembered that, did you, Stank? Well, good. Start believing it. Well, that was a bust. Me hoping the kid was smart enough to be intimidated by my celestial shadows. Guess I'll have to come up with something else to get Liv's dog back. And Didge! Cut his hand off to spite the eternal fire. Didn't think he had it in him. Now they sewed it back on, and he says the burning doesn't bother him. That can't be a good thing. I'm tired. Damned if the show doesn't wear me out.
Fuck!
Flip, kill the twist. Use the knife, do it fast. This ain't the movies, they don't stay unconscious for hours. Slash the neck all the way through both the windpipe and jugular. Then leave the knife in the heart for safekeeping. Do the right thing.
The right thing?
The smart thing. The only thing. Do it now.
Sam isn't gonna like this.
What?
Sam isn't gonna like it.
That's not how this goes. Sam's got nothing to do with this. This is cloud work.
You think he's gonna sit on his bat wings while some Ark who replaced him in the fix posts three doms in the show to wipe his ass?
What do you know about Arks and doms? You're just some flip.
A dead flip.
Yeah. A dead flip.
Sam ain't gonna like it. Dom's in the show. Sam's gonna have something to say.
You're saying I should get to him before he gets to me.
I ain't say nothing. I'm dead, remember? Shit.
Something strange is going on, Smiley. Been having weird dreams.
So?
Well, first off, angels don't dream.
What? How do you see the future, then?
What?
Or talk to spirits of the dead?
We don't.
Oh.
Because second off, angels don't sleep.
Oh.
I think some shit is gonna go down if I don't talk to Sam.
So go talk.
I can't with these doms I got guarding me.
I was gonna ask you about them. They follow you everywhere?
Everywhere.
And who's Sam, anyways?
You might know him better as the devil.
Ah, or Satan.
Yeah, but Satan's not a name, it's a title. Sar Samael Ha-Satan. Prince Samael the Accuser. It was his job to prosecute. Ever read the book of Job?
In the Bible?
Yeah.
Then shit no.
So how does a lowly talker Markheim dial up the devil?
You asking me?
Yeah, come to think of it. Where's the lowest, foulest place in town?
Hard to pick.
Think nasty, hurtful.
Oh, the Metro Dig.
Huh?
They tortured a big, nasty metal worm to chew its way through Seattle's guts under Capitol Hill. Didn't even think twice about what might be buried under there.
Sounds promising. Can you take me there?
Shit.
It's important, Smiley.
It's always important with you, Markheim.
Just this last favor. I'm telling you, something ain't right in this city. Please.
Fine. Let's go.
Well, wait a second.
What now?
How am I supposed to get past these dom guards?
Jeez, Markheim. I gotta think of everything for you. Come on, just follow me into this Tully's.
Next time on Markheim.
I told you, this tunnel's got bad medicine. The deeper we go, the worse it gets.
Then let's go deeper. Hello? Testing, 1, 2, 3. Hey, Sam! It's the Markheim! Can you hear me? We need to talk. I found the lowest, foulest, baddest medicine-infested place from which to place my call, thanks to my good friend Smiley.
Hey, don't be mentioning my name.
Heard they sewed your glowing hand back on. Stank said it doesn't burn anymore.
That's bullshit. It still burns, never stops. No one deserves it more. If anyone tried to take it from me, I'd kill them, Mark. That's the God's honest truth. I'd kill you.
Much as I hate to say it, Didge, you ain't got that particular trick in you.
I'll ask Veronica next time I see her. Hey, Veronica, Mark says I can't kill him. What do you think?
Veronica. Who's Veronica?
Hello, Markheim. Remember me?
Think so. Demon Choker, name of Mara, right?
That's right.
Wasn't sure at first. Hard to recognize you without the cowardly ambush.
Didn't think that was necessary.
Didn't you? You don't think there was a Markheim in the room with Judas at the end? You don't think there was one with the kid in the wilderness? Tell Sam I talked to him or nobody.
Tune in for the next episode of Markheim.
Because things can always get uglier, right?
This episode of Sandbox Radio was sponsored in part by the Sandbox Artist Collective and a grant from 4Culture. It was recorded on July 23, 2012, at West of Lennon in Seattle, Washington. Sandbox Radio is made possible by the generous financial contributions of listeners like you. To make a donation or to access our podcast archive, visit us online at thesandboxac.org.